All right. Back to, I'm going to finish up as quickly as I can. So, like I said, go ahead with this matchup before we have more interruptions.
All right. Dallas is they're coming in with probably the best offense in the NFL right now. They lead the league in points per game and yards per game. They've topped 40 points in three games this year. But KC, you know, their offense has turned it around last week. They haven't been as good this year. They haven't been the same team. But they came out last week and looked like the dominant team that we expected them to be by beating the Raiders 41-14. So maybe they're turning it around. We'll see. But with this, I do expect this to be a high-scoring game. The difference between these two teams that I'm looking at, not just the defenses, but I'm looking at injuries. And Dallas, they're going to have Tyron Smith out with an injury, and they're starting left tackle. And Amari Cooper is on the COVID list, so he's not playing. So, you know, that's going to hurt. I mean, Dak's a good quarterback. He's not great. He needs to have a dominant weapons around him. Obviously, Ezekiel Elliott and that running game, they're going to be looking to pound the rock and control the clock. But I think KC is going to win this one in a high-scoring affair. I'm going with the Chiefs. Final score, I think they're going to top 40 in back-to-back weeks. I'm going to say Chiefs win 44-37.
Yeah, like I said, it looks like the Chiefs got their mojo back after a strong Sunday night performance. It looked like vintage Chiefs with Mahomes going off for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns. But that's not been the Chiefs' makeup for most of this year. And obviously the Cowboys have been the best offense in this league. They lead in points per game, yards per game. Obviously, they're also in the top 5 in takeaways defensively. So, yeah, it's looking good for the Cowboys up to this point, but unfortunately, like you said, Tyron Smith is out, and also Amari Cooper is out. He's going to be out for this game and the Thanksgiving game against the Raiders with COVID. He has COVID, so he's out. Like I said, it's going to be a high-scoring affair. Defenses be damned. It's not going to be easy for Dan Quinn and for Steve Spagnuolo, whose defenses have both won Super Bowls in the past. It's not going to be that kind of deal today, so like I said, I'm going to go with the Chiefs as well in a high-scoring affair. This is going to be a big deal. I mean, Michael Irvin said they're going to break the combined record. The over-under of this game is 55, but he's thinking they're going to score combined for over 100. I don't think it's going to be to that degree, but it's going to be enough. It's going to be enough. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs here, and the final score, 40-35. And this game is already going on, but like I said, we still have time to preview it. There's no score yet. Obviously, for the Eagles, you know the story. They're still looking for their first home win of the season. The Saints have a lot of injuries, and they're not very talented offensively. They don't have Alvin Kamara, and obviously they have Trevor Siemian as the quarterback today. So, quickly to this matchup.
Yeah, well, this game just started. Obviously, we would have been done by now, but we had some interruptions, but that's okay. No big deal. But yeah, like you said, Alvin Kamara is out. Trevor Siemian starting at quarterback. Both of the Saints' starting tackles are out as well. You know, this offense, there's absolutely no reason this offense should score, even break 17 points. The Eagles' defense needs to shut them down. And one thing with the Eagles D and Jonathan Gannon, that Jonathan Gannon scheme has not been very good this year. When he goes up against good offenses, I should say, he tends to go in that zone and just give up everything underneath and let quarterbacks dominate. But when he goes up against bad quarterbacks or average or worse, he does bring some heat. And the Eagles defense does tend to dominate those games. So going up against Trevor Siemian, I'm expecting the Eagles to bring the heat. I'm expecting them to get after him and shut this Saints offense down. Now, the Saints defense is really good. They got the top run defense in the league, and they got cornerbacks. I don't expect the Eagles receivers to be all that effective today. I'm expecting the Eagles to try to attack the ball with a lot of rollouts and design runs for Jalen Hurts and passing the ball. I'm expecting them to target the tight ends and the new million-dollar man, Dallas Goedert. I'm expecting a big game out of him. So, today, I think the Eagles are going to get the victory. They're going to win in a defensive battle. And I think Goddard and Hurts will do just enough to get the win. So Eagles with the victory, final score, 20-16.
You know, we've been basically going against each other all season against when it comes to Eagles games. And sometimes we get it right and sometimes we don't. But I think for the first time this year, we're both going to get it right. And I actually more confident about this game than you are. Like I said, the Saints are a mess right now. They're banged up. There's injuries everywhere. They're down 8 starters. And then you have Trevor Siemian, who sucks. And like I said, I mean, defensively, that's the only thing that I can only think that they'll have a chance. The Saints will have a chance if their defense, which is ranked 3rd in the league, shows up and do some things. But the Eagles have found an offensive identity over the last month. They run the football, and they run it, and nobody's rushed for more yards in the last month than the Eagles. And like I said, they're going to run the ball again today. Booby Miles is back in the lineup. He's back in the lineup after a knee injury. And like I said, Jalen Hurts is getting better. You know, you may not be the biggest fan of him, but obviously you can respect his game. He doesn't do the stupid stuff that other quarterbacks do, and he doesn't turn the ball over in a stupid way either. So, like I said, the Eagles are rolling right now. They're slowly starting to play very good football here in recent weeks. And like I said, the big problem is they haven't won at home, but that's going to end today. That streak will end. The Eagles are going to dominate the Saints today. And my score, like I said, I think the Saints will score a little bit, maybe in garbage time, but the Eagles are going to dominate. And the final score, 31-17. All right. That's it. That's it. We're